Welcome to this module on actually sideloading an application onto Windows 8 using System Center Configuration Manager 2012 SP1. That sounds a little bit of a mouthful, but actually it's very important to only use the Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 SKU. In fact, if you use the 2012 version, you'll find that the features for being able to sideload Windows 8 apps aren't actually in that SKU. You do need to use versions of System Center Configuration Manager 2012 after SP1, so that also includes the forthcoming R2 update. So the main objectives of this module, the main ones are to get you to a point where you're able to install and sideload applications using System Center Configuration Manager. First off, we're going to go and create an application based on an AppX package, just like we have in the previous modules that you'll have watched. Then we're going to go in and deploy that same package out to a bunch of devices inside of our environment. That'll be very familiar to anybody who's done any application deployment through Configuration Manager. And then finally, we're going to have a look at the user experience as to what it's like as an end user actually getting hold of the application and getting it running. That can be a little bit different to the ways that you may expect that to appear. We'll go through a couple of those. There are some assumptions that I've made when we start this module off. For a start, obviously you need to have your AppX files. So this is not a process that you can use if you're going to go and try and install an application which is available from the Windows Store. If you have a look at the next module though, that's exactly what we're going to go and do. We're going to go and install an app available from the Windows Store. That's a process called deep linking. You also have to have your devices enabled for sideloading. If you see module 1, you'll see the requirements around that. That means that we have to do things like put group policy in place to enable sideloading on a device, and also if we're using Windows 8 Pro devices or devices that aren't domain joined, that actually means that you're going to have to enable a sideloading key on those devices as well. The next thing that obviously you need in place is a fully working Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 site, and we're not going to go through the process of deploying Configuration Manager in this very short module. It would take many, many hours and is of course a course all on its own. Finally, you also have to make sure that the devices have the Configuration Manager client installed. Those devices can be domain joined, they can be non-domain joined, but they do need the client installed on the device. And in this case, I'm going to be using pre-configured virtual machines that don't have the, sorry, that do have the Configuration Manager client installed on them. So the very first thing we're going to do is go into the first demo and start looking at taking an application and deploying it inside of Configuration Manager. Most of the rest of these modules are going to be very demo heavy and very light on slideware. That's the way that I like to present these kind of things. I find it's the most informative way for you guys to be able to consume this kind of information. So here we'll go ahead and switch over to our Configuration Manager environment. So you can see that I'm on my Configuration Manager 2012 console. I'm actually connected to my Contoso primary site, and I'm just in the first view that we see as soon as we open up the console. What I'm now going to do is go down and select the software library, and within the software library, I'm going to go and select the application management panel. From here, I'm going to select, obviously, applications. And you can see that I've already got a couple of applications deployed inside of this environment. The first one is one. And that actually is the full Windows installation, the MSI package for OneNote. And then secondly, we have Microsoft AppV client installation. Neither of these are actually needed in order to be able to deploy a modern line of business app. They just happen to be part of my existing deployment of Configuration Manager. So the first thing that I'm going to go and do is go and create an application. And during this wizard, what you'll see is that I can go and change the type to an AppX file, a Windows app package. I select that and then browse for the location of the file. I'm going to use the same app that we used earlier on in this series. I'm going to select this UK TechNet AppX file. Select open and select next. Obviously it's telling us we need to provide a UNC path, so we'll just change that to the UNC path of this server. And we'll say next. Next again. Then it's going to allow us to provide some information that the end user is going to see. So let's make sure we get this these details correct. So we'll say the name of the application is UK TechNet. We'll call that UK TechNet Resources. And the software version has been picked up from the AppX package itself. we'll just say next here, confirming that all that information is good. Next again to confirm the settings for the application, and the application is going to be provisioned inside of System Center. Once that's taken place, we'll just click close. And we can see the UK SecNet Resources app has been created. Now, obviously, because we're using Configuration Manager 2012, we've not just created an app, we've created an app and a deployment type. So if we go and select the properties of our app here, what we'll see is another view of all the information that we just entered. In fact, it's worth just explaining what a deployment type is and what an app itself is. We go to the Types tab. We'll see that one app can have many deployment types. So if I had a desktop version of this TechNet UK Resources app, I could also add that same app in here. And we'll do that a little bit with the OneNote package. Let's use those changes. And back to our general information. So we can see the package that we've created. And again, if we click Edit here, we can start to edit the deployment type here for the APEX package. So within here, we can have see whereabouts the content actually exists. We can work the detection method is to see if the app is already installed on the device. It's worth noting that this version number is going to be used in order to be able to determine if the app should be updated at a later point in time. If we install, say, a version 2 of this app, then it will automatically overwrite the version 1 version. We go to requirements, it's going to say which particular operating systems are required in order to be able to deploy this app, and we can see here that Windows RT, Windows 8 and Windows Server are required in order for this to be deployed. And if we have a look at the dependencies tab, this is really important for us. We know from earlier on in this series when we looked inside of Module 2, we were looking at deploying this application with PowerShell. We saw that there were some dependencies for this application. Once that was created inside of Visual Studio, there was a dependencies folder created for us. So we need to add in that dependency as well. So we're going to select Add, and it's then going to ask for a group name for this dependency. So we will just call this App Depth for App Dependencies, and we'll select Add again. Now you'll notice at this time that what's actually happening is we're looking for other applications that are available inside of ConfigMan that this application is dependent upon. In this case, we haven't added that dependency in yet. We're going to go and do that in a couple of moments. So we'll just cancel now. Cancel again. Again. And take us all the way back to our wizard here. And we'll click OK. So we have actually got a dependency for this application. So we're now going to go and create the app that is required as a dependency of the TechNet Resources app. Do create application. And create another APEX package. Select browse. And this time we're going to go into the dependencies folder of our UK TechNet app, and we're going to provision the WinJS APEX package. Say next again, obviously, going to just change that to be a London SCCM server. We'll say next. It's going to go and have a look at the package, make sure it's OK for us. Let's just make sure I type that in properly. There we go. And once that's been done and you've typed that in correctly, it's going to go through, find the details of the package. I'm actually going to leave all of this as is, except for changing the name. I'm just going to change that to WinJS. Select Next. Select Next again. And click Close. So the reason I did that in that order was to show you that we can create the app package without having the dependency package in place beforehand. So you may actually do that. You may not have realized that you had a dependency for the app package you're deploying. Now what I'm going to do is go back into our UK Resources application and chain that WinJS dependency into the application. So I'm going to go to deployment type, select our deployment type for our app package, into dependencies. This time I'm going to add my dependency, create a dependency group, and I'm going to in the WinJS application. We'll see that it's found the deployment type, select OK. OK again, and twice more, and we now have a viable deployment of our TechNet UK resources package. So the next thing that we need to do is go and deploy that package out to some end users. So I'll go and hit the deploy button. And then we'll select collection. Select the groups we want to deploy to. In this case, notice that the first thing it does is allows us to deploy to a group of users. We can go and change this to particular devices, but remember, we're actually going to be deploying this app package out to our end users. And if we think back to what we saw in Module 2 and also in Module 1, apps are deployed to users, not to devices, unless, of course, they are being provisioned. And it is actually not possible to use Configuration Manager to provision an app into an image. So we're going to select that we want this to, in this case, just to be deployed to all users. It is my demo environment. Normally, you would deploy this out to a more concise user collection. Say next again. It's going to then ask us which distribution points we want to place the package on. So we'll say that we want to place that package on this distribution point just here. Next again. Then what do we want to have happen here? Well, because this is a side-loaded application, we can either choose to have it be installed or uninstalled, or to have it be made available or required. If we select that the package is going to be available, then it will be added to the app catalog. And the user can then go to the app catalog and install the app when they want to. If we select this application to be required, it will be installed silently for the user. So we're going to say that this app needs to be a available install in this case. And we don't need administrator approval for it. We'll then say that we want the app to be immediately available. We want to display notifications in Software Center. And we'll just go through these until we get to the end. So that process has now started to deploy that application out to our all users user collection. So the next stage is that we're going to go and actually deploy this out to the end user and then have a look at how this appears from an end user's machine. So we're going to be logged onto a device as Alice. She's going to go to the app catalog and access the application from there. So we're here on Alice's desktop machine and we can see that she's running Windows 8 and we're going to be able to go and add the application here. We can see that we've also uninstalled or unpinned everything else from the desktop. So the first thing that I'm going to do is go to Software, which is a part of Configuration Manager, part of the Configuration Manager client, and then I'm going to go along and select to find additional applications in the Applications catalog, which will allow me to browse the app catalog provided by Config Manager. You can see there that we have the TechNet Resources application delivered, so we're going to go ahead and install that. That'll take a few seconds to run through, and then Configuration Manager's app catalog will come back and tell us that the installation is in progress, and the installation will be handed off to the Config Manager on the device. And then we get told by Software Center that the application is installed successfully, and if we just switch back to our start screen, we'll see our application delivered down to us, and we'll be able to go ahead and select that. That's the end of this module on delivering an application through sideloading using Configuration Manager 2012 SP1. You've seen how we actually add the application into Configuration Manager, how we go through the deployment process, and also what it looks like from the end user when they go and access that application from the application catalog. We could have skipped out the step of the end user installing from the app catalog by selecting the installation as being required as opposed to being an optional install for the end user. In the next module, we're going to have a look at deep linking with Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 on the same Windows 8 device.